Okay, call our meeting back to order. Welcome John Akers, Vicki Rice, Ron Houseman, Rick and Dixie. Ron, you want to bring up, my mind was trying to do two things at once. You want to bring up a chair over here? Because we're inviting you to be a part of this. It's a big decision that you're going to get to sign, if I understand. Grab one of these chairs and you can still be over here at a mic.
Or you can just sit there and stand up if you want to talk.
Oh, yeah, that'd
be good. You have the microphone there, too, if you want to speak.
Great. All right. And Ron's got a copy. Where do we want to start?
Let me throw my questions out.
Yes, sir.
And that way, that may spark something. You may have heard, listened in, part of the conversation we had.
We were driving for part, and
here's the question I've got. Do we have a quote on Mercy or Coventry insurance that would give us a 0% increase, meaning less coverage to maintain what we have now?
We can get that quote.
Okay.
I don't believe we have gone to get that at this point.
Okay.
But yes, we could. If you say we want to hold the line, this is the price we're going to pay, then we could absolutely bring that, and we could do that pretty promptly. I would hope even today I might be able to get that.
So that was probably my first and foremost question is, you know, in a budget time where we're struggling here, I mean, we're going to have a lot. I mean, I'm sure this conversation will spark many things. You know, do we cut coverage? Do we hold the line and make the employer or spouse pick up the difference of this increase that we're facing? And I'm sure in here you tell us how many spouses are covered. Does the family coverage in there too, so we can kind of get a hard number of what the increase is going to cost the county? I mean, I guess my question is option one, which is what Dixie gave us, is a 10.3% increase.
Yes, sir.
What's that bottom line dollar increase to the county?
We'd have to do the math, and Rick may be able to help us a little bit with that as well. Part of it is dependent on what you do on the dependent side.
Right.
And so, you know, it's 10.3 overall increase in premium.
Right.
But that would mean that we'd have to figure out for sure what the county was going to do on dependents, whether you were going to continue with the $100, I think it is, that you pay toward dependents. Is that right?
I guess my statement is if we change nothing, what's the bottom line increase to the county? I think Chuck and I scribbled out $100.
Well, Don, let me interrupt. Don said we had 295 employees, I believe, or Vicki, or Dixie.
Okay.
So you can take that times your 10.3%.
On the renewal, they were showing you had 281, but that, you know, you've hired some since then.
Just a snapshot in time.
Yeah. So it 281.
Every day. Yeah. And you had 119 dependent units on there.
But the dependent unit, okay, so that'd be the $100 we give out there.
Yeah.
That's the, okay.
So that's $11,900 a month.
Right.
Just to put that one out.
And then the increase that we're talking is right now we pay $324.44 per employee. Mm-hmm. It would go to $357.90. So if I'm doing my quick math here on my calculator, we are talking about an increase on a monthly basis of $33.50. Mm-hmm. Is that per month?
Yes.
Correct.
So 281 employees, $33.50 increase times 12 months.
Yes.
I don't see the $1 million, Rick.
195 or something?
I did it times 12.
Jim, figuring out the calculation you just had, I just came up with roughly $113,000, $112,962.
Okay, so if we change nothing to what we've got right now, it's a $112,000 increase, $113,000 increase to the county.
You said that twice, and I want to hit that very, very closely,
sure.
Okay? If you remember right, when we first came in, we had a 32% increase from Mercy, okay? When we went back to Coventry, who bought Mercy over the last year,
right,
and we said to them, guys, this isn't going to fly. You know, you just took them over last year. We want you to come in, and if you're going to come into this marketplace new, this isn't a good way to do it. They came back with a plan. It is on a Coventry platform. And so the plan itself is not identical. It is a Coventry plan. It is very, very similar, but there are some changes. So I want to make sure that the no changes comment, I want to be very specific on that. Okay? That being said, they came back with a 10% increase, 10.3, that we're looking at today. Okay? So I want to make sure that that's out and everybody's clear on that. We negotiated with the Coventry regional vice president to get that done. And so that's where we are.
It was 30, what was the original number?
32%.
32%.
Which is fairly in line with, I think you and Commissioner Strahan had been to a meeting, you guys referenced that. I mean, yeah. We're seeing a lot of those.
I'm employee-wise, need to hear that we are going to face a 32% increase if we didn't.
Yeah.
To keep the same plan, same coverage with Mercy, that was the number.
Okay. So, the biggest, and I can't remember the biggest differences of the Coventry plan, is something like the specialist care and the ER, I think, went up. It was the two significant areas.
It was, yes. It was $20 for primary and specialist on the copay. It went to 20, it stayed 20 on the primary, went to 40 on the specialist.
Okay.
And the ER was $75 copay.
And it went to 150. $150
plus 30%, yeah.
Plus 30%. Okay, that's what that means. Okay.
And the final piece that I think needs is you have a $2,000 out-of-pocket. And what that means is since you have no deductible, the employee would pay 30% of the bill starting from zero. Okay? The cap on the old plan was $2,000. Under this plan, it'd be $2,500.
Gotcha. All right. Okay? I see what the difference. All right.
And that was as close as we could get when we went to Coventry and said, give us the closest thing you have to what the original Mercy plan was. And this is it.
So, basically, and it's, I mean, you can say it however you want to, but it's a $2,500 deductible before you get started.
No. It starts paying immediately. It pays 70%. But the employee will be out $2,500.
No matter how you look at it, they're going to be out on anything.
They're going to be out of pocket.
Yeah.
Yes.
The ones that have, I mean, you have to get up to obviously a pretty good amount of medical bills in a year to where you'd pay that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, but that being said, your cap, where the insurance, you know, kicks in and starts paying 100%, mm-hmm. is $2,500.
And it was $2,000 before.
Yes, sir.
Because we have a lot of employees listening in, so I just want to make sure that we get this all clear in front of them.
I guess my statement it would be helpful for me, and just the few employees that have talked to me. Of what the coverage would look like if we did no rate increase, if we didn't do the 10%. So if you guys can work up a number,
mm-hmm.
just because that question's been asked to me multiple times, of what would the coverage look? Because one of our conversations we had earlier before the break was people have insurance for different reasons. I mean, some use it just for catastrophic care,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so that's really, and some people use it because they low copay and all that. So. That's part of what I would like to have so I can at least answer some of those questions.
One of the options, and I think Rick brought it up earlier when I was listening, is that several employers have what you call a base plan and then a buy-up plan. And that might allow for those that want a richer insurance platform. And you're right. I mean, you know, some people just want to keep their premiums down and they want it to cover them, keep them out of bankruptcy court.
Right.
You know, some people are looking forward to pay for it when they go to the doctor's office or whatever. And obviously some people are heavy utilizers and some people never go. You know, and that's so you've got different interests that you're trying to take care of. We could bring back to you, if that's what you'd like, is a 0% basically. What's the best plan we can get for no increase? And then couple that with either the current plan or something similar and say, okay, here's a no increase plan and then here's the current plan for those employees that choose to keep that. If that's what they want to do, if the county's going to pay, you know, basically hold the line and have no increase, it would then allow those people to keep that plan. They'd have to pay a little extra for it, but it would allow them to keep it. Is that something you'd like to take a look at?
That's something I would like. I mean, because this whole conversation started when Dixie said, it's all Dixie's fault, for the record, was the benefits fair. You know, people are asking, who is going to be our carrier, which is it's Mercy or Coventry, and then what the employers are saying, what's my rate look like going to be increasing? Mm-hmm. Well, right now, I would say 10.3%. I mean, if we make no decision, that would be the message she could at least tell the employees not to exceed 10% or 10.3%. I mean, that's to answer Dixie's original question, which was...
For basically the same plan that they had last year, would that be the comment that would be on the table?
For basically the same type of plan... It's going to be Mercy and Coventry
changes, but
not exceeded 10%.
And with that, you think that they're going to say, okay, and turn around and leave?
I'm hoping so, Dixie. I'm hoping you still get, you're on the
Christmas
what, card
I
list.
I wish, Dixie, that we had a list of the 10-county region and their percentage of increase that was laying there in front of them. And the Mercy plan that was presented to us first. And then they might turn around and leave. Because that in itself is enough to get your attention. And we, I think I looked at Jim and he was sitting there at another table and he looked at me and that's just, they started talking about the 32s, the 39s. I think 21 was the other cheapest one. And, you know, it just, it's,
did they
I can use insurance terms. It was sickening.
Did they comment on what they were going to do? I mean, were they going to raise, were they going to have their employees paid the 30% or?
They were holding the line. Everyone said they couldn't afford to increase it because they're, I mean, we're probably one of the better counties in shape financially. Most of the counties are just going to, if you wanted coverage, pass it on to those employees. They were holding the line for what the employee was going to pay is what, that's what I had heard from multiple counties, because they just couldn't absorb it. And of course, that's the first thing you think of is then it really starts skewing your insured versus your not, your, the ones that are, I wouldn't say the ones that are higher risk or causing the rates to go up, those are going to stay on because they know their personal insurance won't be any cheaper. And the guys that have good health, they'll go out and shop it individually and maybe get cheaper rates. So it actually hurts the county long run. So that's what their challenge was, is next year, it rate could even be higher than that.
Mm-hmm. In the same statement that these counties were making when they were talking about the insurance hit, they were talking about almost every one of them started their conversation with how much they were down for the year, or I think there was one county that was up a percent and a half at that point for the year. So that in itself had something to do with the conversation that they could not afford to absorb the cost of the insurance.
But even the ones that were up this year were down 15 to 20% over the last 3 years.
Right.
So, I mean, we still weathered the storm better than most county that when they were sharing all that. But, I don't know how, I mean, ultimately, they had no one had made a final decision on each county what they were going to do, but they were just talking what they looked like.
So what I'm hearing is that the commission is, well, I'm just hearing from you, really, Jim. So where is the commission as far as raising or having the employees pay, not paying the whole employee thing?
And wait, your question was what now?
The question I hear before the commission is, or the option is to only pay what we paid last year and have the employees pay the rest. Is that what you're saying, Jim?
Or we just change the coverage.
Or?
Yeah, basically, I mean, the county, either someone needs to, if we're going to maintain the same coverage, the employees would have to pick up the difference.
That's what you're suggesting.
That or we change the coverage to hold the line and no one pays anything more. We just have less coverage.
And you are thinking, John, that that's a possibility. Definitely. I mean,
well, we can definitely find an option. You know, in other words, you can go to it two ways. You can go to the insurance markets and say, we want this package of benefits and what's it going to cost, or you can say, we have this much money and what will you give me for that?
Right.
And so that's what you're asking us to do is, we've got this much money, give us the best plan you can. It's not quite as easy as that because you have to determine whether you're going to take higher doctor's copays or higher prescription costs or deductibles or whatever. So we'll do our best to bring a balanced package back if you're asking for a no increase package. We'll try to find you the best thing we can find you.
Is it probable that you would be able to get a no increase package and an option at, say, similar to what we have now, where the employees could do what I think I hear Jim saying, that
it's a buy-up plan?
A buy-up plan?
Yes.
We could actually go with this option one and then come in with a rate, you know, have Mercy tell us, okay, what would we have, you know, at the same rate they're paying now?
Because we
and
did.
And they could buy up. They would still be paying the difference, but it'd be their choice. Right. Is that what y'all are looking for?
That's what Jim's saying. I'm saying to Danny and Ron's.
I think that's what Jim's looking for. I'm looking for I'm looking for the flat number that we have to be presented to the at the benefits fair that we're going with the Coventry plan, which is basically Mercy, and the top dollar that they could spend will be the 10.3, and we are having you look at other options, and that's the way I would like to present it to the employee. To talk about that they could have a buy-up or that they could have a plan with the same thing without an increase could be those people that walk back in after they think about it for a minute and say, well, if my deductible is going to be $5,000 instead of the $2,500 or $3,500 or $4,000, and they have a possibility that if they're on the good health side of things and not even taking out the insurance plan on their family. Just like Chuck said, he eliminated one of his last year. So those are the things that I would like to do. I would like to go into this benefits fair with a statement of this is the Mercy plan that you had last year that you're familiar with, and the couple of little changes that are there that can be highlighted on a piece of paper, and the 10.3% increase. If we have to, and we have to call other counties, I would like to have those numbers so that they know that. And you can put down your Mercy plan. I don't think that will have as big an impact on them as. Because they're just going to say, well, that's the way insurance companies operate. But then whenever you hear other counties say the very thing that we heard from them, then I think that hits home.
So, in other words, another way of saying it, the employee is going to be out approximately $400 annually to have about the same plan as we've got today and emphasize about. In that would be a $500 higher deductible, right, John?
Well, technically it's the out-of-pocket, not the deductible.
Out-of-pocket.
Deductible
sorry,
is what you pay up front. Out-of-pocket is the accumulation of the 30% that you pay total. And I think that's, for those that are, you know, are used to plans and know and have a different definition of deductible, that's the only thing I'd say.
How many people online listen? 16.
We've got 16 folks listening.
I thought it was 16. I was like, oh, my goodness.
The maximum out-of-pocket is going to be $500 more. An emergency room is going up $75.
Yes, plus the 30%.
Plus the 30%.
And specialist copay is going to another 20. It's 2040 instead of 20.
And about approximately $400 annually, the employee would. Is that what the commission's going to tell folks, Wednesday? Am I hearing that right?
And they're coming back with an option. You say within the next. Well, by Wednesday, would you have an option?
We might can have it today.
We hope to. I mean, obviously, we have to. Coventry's got to perform for us, but since you're already in the system, they already have an underwritten. Usually, it's just they just have to give you just another option and configure it. We can usually get it back very quickly. So,
I'd like to remind the commission of the suggestion I threw on the table last week. I think it was. Which was to either you continue to use some of our rainy day fund for something like this, or capture some of the sewer sales tax dollars to pay for some of this. Okay.
Wyndham, Dixie, how excited are you about this message that you would be giving to people on Wednesday?
Well, I'm not real sure.
I'm a little confused on, are we going to give them two options to choose from? Or, I mean, like, is the county going to say, this is what we're going to pay, like, option one? No, not option one. Option
currently
three.
327 or whatever.
Yeah. We're going to pay for option three, and then if you want to buy up to option one, that's your choice. Is that where we are?
That's what I'm understanding.
Okay, are we still going to contribute $100 toward dependent coverage?
Right now, I'm not eager about changing that, only because my concern is if we took that away, we may lose the good insured people that helps balance out the people that aren't as healthy. You know, I know it's statistical and there's no way to really predict this, but my concern is there's a certain threshold where we'll start losing people who have insurance just for catastrophic reasons, and if we do that, then all of a sudden our rates, although may save us this year, would eat our lunch next year.
Okay.
So my concern is if we change the dependent side of it a whole lot, we're going to see some negative effects. That's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we've got some discussions that we're trying to figure out what we want to do. But
okay.
my concern is, I mean, if you told them the county commission is considering holding the line, okay, and either having less coverage or a 10% increase, I mean, really, we've got three options on the table right now. I mean, Chuck's talking about budget-wise is coming out of the rainy day funds and or finding other areas to pay for the increase, and nothing changes except for the conversion of Mercy to Coventry. I'm leaning toward, you know, holding the line to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Danny is also mentioning a two-option payout. I mean,
okay, I think that's fine.
I mean, it's we're a little... we're all over the board where we are.
Why don't we do this, and I think we can help that process. Dixie, your question is what are we presenting on Wednesday? If you'd let Vicki and I go, and Vicki, if you want to call Regina and see, that's the lady up at Mercy/Coventry, see how quickly we can get that option back, which would be a flat renewal, and then let you guys basically just consider that to see what that would mean to you. Would that be of value to you today in this meeting to be able to make that decision?
It would be a value, absolutely.
Well, and I don't know. I don't know how quick we can get it. For all I know, if she can get a hold of her right at the right time and she happens to be at the right place at her desk to run it, maybe we can get it very quickly. And if that would help, we'll do that.
But for today's decision, you are confident that we can get a plan at 324?
Absolutely. I mean,
may not get it today or tomorrow, but in short order, we could get it.
Coventry has plan options that have lesser benefit than your current plan, and we can, you know, if we're zeroing in on a specific dollar figure for 324, yes, we can find something there. It's a question of what that looks like.
Well, and that it may look so bad that we don't want it. I mean, one of the questions I would ask Dixie, though, is as people ask that, we may have a questionnaire and try to get some feedback from the employees. You know, would you rather pay a 10% increase? Would you rather hold the line with less coverage? You know, I mean, I'd like to get some feedback just so we're making a decision. I don't want to make a financial-based only decision here. We're trying to have coverage, too. So there's a balance that I'm trying to, from my perspective, I'm trying to balance this whole thing.
Well, the most vital thing that we have in our county system is our employees, and we have to protect them as far as the coverage that we provide. But when we talk about the increase in holding the dollar value at what it is now and trying to find a policy that jeopardizes their welfare as far as their family coverage and their... I I know that we're putting you on the spot, wanting you to come up with something in 2 days, but I'm not comfortable myself with a vote on that type of a situation. I don't think that, I think the positive thing to do is just to look at it and just, but you bring us back what you can get together, but the thing to do is to present what you give us to start off with, if you don't come up with anything else, and then we have to make the adjustments. So, I don't know that, I mean, this is, of all the time that you think you have to think about this situation, and then you turn around and when it gets time to vote on it, there's lots of things to consider.
Are you going to meet in the morning?
No, but we can do this by phone if we have to. We can table this discussion. That way we don't have to have a posting issue. And we can figure out when you get it. If we table the conversation, we can just pick it up whenever we have the information. But tomorrow I don't think we have a scheduled.
Well, I think, we've got administrative. Of course, we couldn't do it under that. But we could do it Wednesday morning.
We could do it Wednesday morning.
Or we could do it late Tuesday afternoon. We could set another meeting.
Because Dixie and I are supposed to have the employees in here at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning.
You were kind of
what they have.
You kind of want the answer tomorrow, I think, Dixie, don't you?
Yeah, or today would be good.
Today would be better. Okay.
Well, do we want to table it for a bit and see what John, Vicky, whether we could get us?
If you'd like, we'll work the cell phones. We'll just stay right here, see what we can find, and if we can get a commitment, you know, maybe we can get it very promptly. I just don't know until we make that call.
But here's where I don't think I explained myself very well. Here's where I'm at. If you get a call and it is so ridiculous that you don't even want to present it.
Yeah.
I want to be able to tell them something that's on paper Wednesday morning. So that is where I'm at with, I keep harping on this 10%, 0.3% and the exact coverage basically that we have now with a 10.3% increase, and let us worry about how the dollar factor is going to come into effect at that point to the employee. Because I don't want to say, look what we've done for you. We've cut your insurance and you've got just exactly what you had last year, but it's going to cost you $5,000 for your deductible and your co-pays as you go in are going to be higher and all these things, but look what we've done for you. We've kept it for what it was last year. It's not.
And you're hitting pretty good on the 5,000. I know it's going to be that.
Well, I think that when I look at a county road and bridge employee that I know of, that as I was looking their insurance plans over, and he had his family on there and everything, and what he made, and he was basically working for his insurance, if you want to just know the facts, the time he added it on, then I have concern for that employee of what he's trying to do. He's married with 3 kids, and for him to say, well, you can buy up to this other plan, that's not going to get it with me, because I don't want him to have to buy up for that plan. I think the county has a responsibility to make it work. But we have a responsibility to balance a budget also, and there are other budget concerns that we can maybe make cuts on.
So I'm not sure I'm following you now. Are you saying that the county that you're willing to consider not cutting the benefit?
I'm willing to. My message to the county is that we put out the 10.3 with exactly what they've got now is my message to the county. The county employee is they're going to get a 10.3 increase, and that is basically what they've got now. Is that what I've understood, and that's what's on the paper?
Yes.
Okay. After that point, when we get into the budget part of the process, if we find a place to where we can make that particular difference up, then that's where I'm looking at.
So to say it in another way, you're saying we'll be telling the employee that it's going to cost them approximately $400 annually to keep primarily the same plan.
The same plan, but we have other parts of the budget that we're going to be looking at that possibly might not cost them the $400.
Okay.
We're too far from to talk about those particular things. This is a budget item, and this is the most as vital resource that we have is our employees. So we want to look at their welfare plus the budget, and so that's where I'm at.
Okay. You follow that, Mr. Crawford?
Somewhat. I mean, I think I understand the message that Dixie's supposed to give them.
So it would be that there could be a $400 cost to you to have the same coverage, but it's possible as the next month and a half or whatever goes along that there might not be that $400.
Right.
Give
me those numbers, Dixie.
Okay.
Just read along. Employee and child.
Employee is $357.90. Okay. Employee with spouse is $733.50. Okay. $375.69. Employee with child is $250.11. Employee with family is $680.20.
The $680.20 is what? Is that what the employee pays?
That's what it is a month.
Take $100 off of that.
If you're going to pay $100, then we need to take $100 off of each of those premiums.
Okay. Is that what you figured? The $100 off the each premium?
I mean, we looked at where it is today. I mean, until you guys tell us different.
Can I interrupt?
Sure.
Could we ask John or Vicki free one of them up to go make that phone call while we're having this conversation?
Sure.
They might have us an answer here in a short while. Is that all right?
Yeah.
That's fine. Go. So I'm making sure I understand what you just said.
Okay.
Those numbers that are handwritten here on this side of this chart, that's the employee portion, but you need to take an additional $100 off because we currently pay an extra $100 toward that. Mm-hmm. So as a family, employee family actually pays $580.20 out of pocket. Would pay $580.20 out of the new policy, right?
Right.
What do they pay right now?
I don't remember.
Well, the employee's not paying the employee, right?
No.
For family. That's what he's talking about.
No, the actual family, employee plus family is actually $1,038. Then you take the employee portion plus the $100 out, it remains $680 is what the paycheck is deducted. Or actually $580, excuse me. But my question is, what is it now?
I'll go find out.
Yeah, maybe I can find out. I have a pay stub here. I'm just curious what that... It should be 10% more, right? Mm-hmm. Technically, it should be...
Yeah, that was a question I had a minute ago. John, do you know, somebody know, if the spouse or children or family, are they 10.3 also? Is that across the board? Is that what you're asking?
That's what my question.
I believe so.
As far as you know.
We'll need to crank the math and verify that for
which
you.
Which is $58. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, no. It'd be about $50. It's 10% of the 1,038, not 10% of the 50 or 680, right?
Well, that's where it could be made up.
$58.
Because I don't know that if you have, as we looked at our payouts and our the employee payouts last week. I think it's in here. They were a small, way smaller amount for the employee family than it was for their employee, wasn't it?
As far as the number that are on the plan with family coverage?
But I'm talking about the dollars paid out.
$516.60
for the family versus the employee.
$516.60
Okay. I'm looking for it right now.
Okay.
We went over it last week. You know what I'm talking about, Jim?
No, I wasn't actually. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to get a different number real fast.
Is that the end of four, maybe, John? Is that what he's looking at?
Well, I'm flipping through here to see. The question is, how much is the total family premium billed, basically? Is that what you're asking for, Dan?
What the family. What I'm asking is the family payout, if I remember right from last week, the family payout was less than the employee payout. There were two who was in the insurance to their spouse and their family payout was less than the employee payout.
Well, I found this and it shows that there's only 12 that's doing the family. There's 72 that's doing the children, and 35 doing the spouse.
Okay, the data looks up, but I ran this last month sometime. There was 65 employees, children, 9 employee spouse, and 9 employee family.
Okay, this says pay period January 10 through.
But that says July 31 is what you're looking at.
The quick math here. I have the employee family. I get $516.60 out of my paycheck monthly. Okay.
Before taxes.
And the new number will be $580.20, which is a difference of $63.60 times 12 months is $763.20. So that would be my net increase.
Okay.
Well, actually, if they're pre-taxing, it's going to be a little less than that.
Just a little bit, but. That's more than 10%. That's what I'm saying. It's not across the board 10%. So the family portion
That's where I'm going. Yeah. My family portion versus the employee portion, because we have every employee covered, and the employee's family, which most of those will be.
Nine families, 9 children, and then how many had spouses?
9 families, 9 spouses, and 65.
And what is that?
In
range two?
That's throughout the county. 7th
and way range. Before we have those numbers, that's where I'm. That's what I was looking for. Is what was paid out per family. And spouse and children versus what was paid out per employee. That's what that was given to us last time, and it was quite a large difference.
What you're looking at, you're asking for the claims payout.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Versus the premiums, because it was a large difference there, and that's where I would think that you would approach your insurance company. Maybe we could get the savings.
The total. And I have that, and it's in the it's page 3 of 3 under section 4 for everybody if they want to look in here. And now that I understand the question there,
tab four,
end of tab 4.
Gotcha.
End of tab 4.
Thank you.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And it has incurred claims by coverage type and relationship. And I guess that's where we're headed here. The employees had $574,000 worth of claims, rounding the numbers. The spouses that were on the plan had $144,000 in claims. The children had $124,000 in claims. Is that, Danny, what you were looking for is what the payout was?
Yeah, it wasn't as much as I thought it was, but.
But obviously there's far fewer spouses and children on the plan to get to those numbers.
Right.
What you find is normally if someone has a spouse and they don't apply an insurance for, they're going to be on our insurance.
just whether it's experience or age or whatever the case, that
there's probably several of the spouses that work and get their insurance with their
work. With their work, yeah. In fact, that was part of a question you had for us, I think, that some employee had a situation that
this is their
they
open
needed,
enrollment.
They need to have an answer.
What's the new company name for Mercy? It's Coventry One. Is that what their policy is? What is it?
Well, Coventry bought Mercy. They are going to continue to market in this area under the name of Mercy.
Okay.
But the corporate headquarters obviously has changed.
Okay.
The network right now, the question was, as Rick's not at the microphone, the question was, what's the network differential? And right now, the network's going to stay the same as what you've had under Mercy. Now, I can't tell you that over the next couple of years that won't change a little, but as of right now, it's the Mercy doctors.
They do have some business with Cox.
Coventry has a contract with Cox. However, in this area, that's why they're keeping it separate. It is because, obviously, they bought the Mercy book, and it all goes through St. John's.
So what are we waiting on? See if Vicki has anything, or?
I think for our purposes, obviously, we need to know, what does the commission, what are they looking to do? If you're looking to hold the line on the expense to the county, then we need to get you an option to be able to do that, which is not on the table right now. If the commission is going to say that we're going to start asking for an employee contribution for coverage, which I don't believe you have right now, then we just need to know that. And so it really just comes down to, and whether it's a budget decision, and I know it's a people decision and it's a budget decision at the same time, and it's not an easy decision for you, but we can get you whatever plan design you need to be able to fit whatever numbers you're looking to fit. It's just a question of us knowing what to go get.
I think we can eliminate the employee contribution. I don't know whether you guys are wanting to go that way or not, but I'm not wanting to put any more expense on the employee for insurance with their contribution to get the same coverage that we had last year.
I mean, I'm not looking to raise anybody, require the employee.
I think that's a problem that we have in the discussion, and what we hear from them is they're not wanting an increase, and then to get the same coverage, you'd have an employee contribution to get the same as we had last year. They've got enough of their contribution in the 10.3% increase. That's for everybody. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, hold on.
I'm not understanding
that statement just now.
The 10.3 that's already in the raise in the insurance is enough of the employee contribution.
So are you?
That would be an employee contribution if that was it. In other words, like $33 that we.
But that wasn't what was discussed earlier. Discussed earlier was to reach the other plan, was for them to pay to reach the other plan. And that's not in my thought process at all.
No, the other plan would be no increase to the county.
And to the employee.
And to the employee.
But it obviously would be a reduced benefit to get that.
A reduced benefit, and that's what we're waiting on to get.
Well, that's not what I understood or heard.
That was the whole point was to, and I think Jim led it, was that if we got a reduced benefit that only cost the county $324 for an employee, as it cost us today, then the county would offer them, would pay that, but if they wanted like coverage, then it would be the 10.3.
Basically offering two plans.
Two different plans.
The employee gets a two plan option. The 10% increase plan, actually it would be more than 10%, because then at that point the county would say, are we only paying X amount of dollars? Is that correct?
Well, it comes down, if somebody has employee-only coverage, trying to bring some clarity to this.
Yes.
Okay. Let's take somebody that is on the plan all by themselves, because you have a bunch of those.
Right.
Okay. You have a 10.3% increase on the table, all right, to keep the same plan. So you got a couple options. Mm-hmm. Either you pay the 10.3% increase as a county and keep the employee with the same roughly coverage that they have, and the county has to try to figure out a way to pay that.
And that's where I was at with what I said.
Okay. All right. And so the next option would be that you find a lesser plan that would keep the county paying basically what they are today, or close, which would obviously mean the county's now not having to find a way to fund an increase, but on the flip side, the employees are getting a lesser benefit.
Yeah.
Or you offer the same plan.
Don't leave that.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Don't leave that part right there, because with what you said, that we have the same plan, then if the employee wants to pay for the extra cost for the option, am I understanding right? Is that what you said to reach it?
That's another option.
I thought that's what they were talking about. I'm not interested in the employee having to pay any more to reach that option. On the initial plan, what we were talking about is he was looking for a plan that was going to look, that maybe might increase the deductible, which would be at the same cost. I don't see that you're benefiting your county employee when you do that, that you look at a plan that has the exact same cost. Let's just use the 324. Wasn't that what was using?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the current rate.
We have a plan that is 324, but it's changed. It's not the same plan, because to receive that coverage, they got a $5,000 deductible. They've got
whatever it may be. Vicki's getting those numbers right now.
That's right.
All right.
So then to have the same plan without the 10-point, the employee was going to have to suffer the increase. Is that what you were telling us a while ago?
No.
Employee participation?
Yeah.
I'm not for that.
If I understand correctly, if I can interrupt just
quickly. Wait, come to microphone so we can record it, because there's a lot of people listening.
Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. People are listening now.
Danny, I believe what he's saying is that for it to stay the same insurance, it's going to cost the employee. Either that or the county takes it up for the same plan.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can go with a lesser plan, in which the county will be paying less, but the employee also gets less insurance. That's what I'm understanding.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand why the employee has to pay to get the same plan that we currently have right now. Why should we take something less that's going to cost us money? I mean, I understand it the same way you do. Is that not true?
Okay, say that again, Maggie.
Okay. For the employee to keep the same coverage that we have right now, it will cost the county 10.83% more. Nothing coming from the employee.
No, an employee also picks up their share. If it's just an employee, it would be no increase. But if it's an employee and spouse or employee and children, they would also get the increase too.
For the same plan?
Yes.
That we currently have right now?
Correct. Yeah, 10.3% is what we're going to get across the board for the whole plan. We pick up our share of the 10% increase. The employee picks up whatever they're paying now would be a 10% increase also to get what we've got now.
And so if the employee decides to take the lesser plan,
mm-hmm.
What is the cost to the employee?
It'd be no different. That's what we're trying to get a price on. Be no different for the employee or the county. And we just don't know what that plan would look like. That's what Vicki's calling. That's what Vicki Rice is calling on right now, is to see, is there a plan out there that no one pays any more, period?
With the same benefits?
No.
Most likely, no.
No, that's what she said.
So we don't know what the benefits would be, look like. Because right now, everyone's going to get a 10% increase, the county and the employee. spouse or employee children or employee family.
Well, actually, that's going to be the average, right?
It's an average, right.
Correct.
Because some are going to be paying a lot more.
The family would pay more. The family plan, they would pay more than 10% increase. And then it becomes an economics decision. If you're in good health with that, would you take those people off?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, I'll just tell you, for me, I would pull them off the plan. My wife and kids, we're in excellent health. They don't go to the doctor. But to pay that much more, there's no benefit to it. So then that's what the plans start getting skewed at that point.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, right now you're paying $100, which is nice, but mm-hmm. that's, you know, the $100 in and of itself. There are some people that are choosing not to be on your plan today because they still have to pay the difference.
Right.
The more that increases in cost, mm-hmm. you know, the $100 going toward a higher number to start with, yes, you're going to have some people that choose to jump off your plan, no question. And but people who are sick and can't get coverage elsewhere will likely stay on your plan because they have to.
And everyone's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, either way you look at it, it's either. Get close to the microphone, closer.
Each time that those decisions are made and people jump off the plan, and you may have been the one that said this earlier, that only makes it worse for the future when we go to bids again or when we look at different insurance companies, because you have a group that you're insuring that has to have insurance rather than those who are healthy. And so by declining increases as they come along, or by accepting the increases and we lose those employees that we need to have on the plan, it hurts us in the future, so that our insurance rates are going to continue to climb year after year after year. And some point, we're going to have to make the decision to establish the best insurance possible with the best benefits, and the county's going to have to find a way to step up to the plate to keep that, or it's only going to get worse. Am I right, John?
Yes. I mean, it's called anti-selection, to get technical on you, and basically what happens is the cost continues to rise. Then the fewer you have, more and more healthy people and or people that are, you know, maybe in between, the higher the cost, the less likely those folks are going to stay on the plan. The sickest people, because their medical bills are going to be far greater even than the insurance premiums, are going to stay on. And you have some of that going on right now in your plan as it stands. But yes, absolutely, over time you will get a pool of the sick people will always stay. The healthy people, if you don't have a contribution that isn't going to entice them to stay, then they'll leave. They'll come to our office or wherever else they want to go, and they'll buy a family plan that's you know, maybe it is a $5,000 deductible, but at least they've got coverage and it's at a price that they're willing to pay.
And it will be, and it will appear to be a bad scenario from the county's financial perspective to bite the bullet, if you will, at any given point. However, when we do bite that bullet and provide the best insurance we can for the best dollars or the least amount of dollars that we can and maintain a level of benefits, then I believe we're going to see less people jump ship and we're going to have a better pot to draw from, and we might not see some of the gigantic increases in the future. Long term, that might be in our best interest.
I did speak with Regina, and she is on the phone with the underwriters right now. I asked her if she could have us something back, and she said, I hope to have it, like, you know, pretty quick. So, you know, I just told her that you were looking for the best plan you could get for the amount of money you're buying now as a second option, so.
While we're waiting on that, can we go back to the, which goes a little bit with what Ron was talking about, I think. I think I heard that everyone was in favor of continuing the $100 towards children, spouse, family.
Yeah, I am.
Got one yes. My vote doesn't count much, but mine's a yes that we continue the $100.
I don't know whether it be $100, whether it be more than $100, or whether we look at supplementing the amount. It depends on what they come back with. I don't want the employee to suffer over a increase and then have like you said, a bunch of people that add to the cost. But I think where you sometimes get confused with my conversation on this insurance deal is that we have had last week something brought to us that totally separates this process out that we're trying to talk about dollars and cents budget-wise versus employee coverage. When we talk about retirees and what might happen there, that plays into my decision on this. I wasn't wanting to make a decision today on this issue. I just wanted to have more conversation. I think we had people come in here from every office when we started talking about the benefit of retirees and what the options were with their insurance plan versus a buyout. And I think that's where I have a problem with determining the exact dollar value that we're going to put on the payment of a policy, on a family policy or whatever. I have difficulty with that because I don't know what those other numbers are.
Ron, was I? Have you thought about this, or are you on board for the $100, continuing the $100?
Well, number one, I'm coming to the table late, but what Danny just said, which I think it is in itself wise counsel, you're in the middle of a budget, and you've got a long budget to go through, and we're at a difficult time to be making those decisions ahead of the budgetary process. And I think what you're asking is, do you want a decision certain made about this area of the budget and then work the rest of the budget? Am I following you correctly?
Right. I was just trying to nail down one piece that we could take a step at a time.
And
but if I'm hearing that you're not, that you and Danny are not for making a decision, there's no need to make this decision if we're going to put the whole decision off. If that's where we're headed.
That wasn't my point at all.
Okay,
my point was, if I understood Dan correctly, he might not just be looking at $100. It might be more. He has to take a look at the total budget before he makes, am I right,
yep.
Dan? Before you make a decision as to what allocation that you're in favor of for the employee. I mean, I remember the years when our insurance rates were $103 and $113 per employee. And I remember the benefits we had, and I remember when the out-of-pocket expense was almost nothing for employees. And quite frankly, I'm sick with what's happened in the insurance industry. And I'm sickened when I look at what these costs are to the county and to the people that we have working for us, because I think that the best resource our county has is our employees. So you're going to find, when it comes my time to speak, that I'm very much in favor of benefits for our employees, because I believe that we can capture the best employees possible based in part upon the perks and the employee benefits that we offer them, whether it be medical, hospitalization, retirement benefits, etc. Because in the past, before, and I can remember those days, before we had benefits, we would train people and they were gone. City of Branson would take them. Hollister would take them, or some other agency would capture the dispatchers that we had just trained or the deputies that we had just trained, because they could get a better package that contained benefits. We didn't have them. When the county commission saw the value of those benefits, we began to retain our employees. And I think that we've reached a point again where we're going to have to evaluate as a county how important those employees are. Maybe we need to be offering better benefits at less money to our employees and have less employees. That's not going to be popular with a lot of employees out there, but we need to look at all the options that we have as a county to move forward. Chuck, I don't have a question for you about the $100. Yes, am I in favor of $100? You bet. Am I in favor of the county maybe picking up more? Quite possibly. But to make that determination and evaluation, we've got to have more information about where those dollars are going to be coming from. Overall, I'm for all the benefits that we can possibly give our employees.
Thanks. All right. Let me go a different direction. We've had a deadline presented to us by Dixie that they need something to say to the employees Wednesday at the benefits fair. What I'm hearing now is maybe that's not what we want to try to do. So let me ask the commission and Ron this question. Do we want to waive that request that we're not going to have an answer for the benefits fair and follow what Ron and Danny are saying, that we're going to evaluate this more and so on and so forth? I think we have to make a decision. Are we going to give Dixie an answer for Wednesday, one way or the other? Yes or no? Ron?
Dan, wasn't your statement that you tell the employees that at a maximum they're going to see 10.3% and the possibility exists that the money's in the budget and you can find it somewhere else, the county will cover it?
That's exactly what I said. It's going to be 10.3%, and it's going to be with the Mercy Company, which has already been established, and budgetary factors will present whether or not there's going to be more coverage or for the employee. That's what I basically started off. The first statement I made, that's where I'm standing. There's been a lot of conversation on different policies, different plans, and all those kind of things. But basically, that's where I'm standing. We've got to have an answer for them. I wish that it wasn't even taking place. The benefits fair wasn't taking place the first week in December. But it is, so.
Can we put it off?
Thank you.
The benefit fair?
That's what I was just going to say. Can we not put it off? It is much better. We've been through this year after year after year, and as you know, I've been in here year after year after year with the insurance. We get to the same point at the same time with the insurance company. I believe last year it was stated that they were going to begin to look at the insurance earlier in the year so we don't run into this problem. Before we have a benefit wellness thing where people are going to tell us what our benefits are or are not going to be, whether it's life insurance, whether it's retirement, whether it's medical, why don't we get something concrete so you're not doing this, and I am an employee of the county, and I have been on the roller coaster. Wait until you have a concrete answer, and then give us the wellness benefit, whatever you want to call it. Don't do this to us again. Please. I'm speaking for the employees of the county. Don't put us on that roller coaster today, that today it might be a hypothetical figure. Today it might be a cost of $30 to me today, and I find out next month it's going to be either $25 or it's going to be $40. Get something concrete before you present it to us. Postpone it. Well, I mean, no, November 17th is not a day in concrete. Even if it had to be in December, once you take a look at the budget, even if it's in December, give it to us then. Don't put us on the roller coaster again.
Maggie, that's what I'm trying to do with what I'm trying to say.
I'm trying to say
it's not going to be any more than the 10.3, and it's going to be with this certain company, so you don't have to worry about the changing of the plan and, I mean, the changing of the companies, and Dixie doesn't have a madhouse with Vicky trying to get all this done. It's with Mercy and Covenant. We're going to look, and it's 10.3, but when the budgetary process takes place, it could be less than that, but that is the concrete number that it's going to be for that point.
I would rather wait on the benefits fair. If that's an option, which I didn't know if it was an option or not, I'd much rather wait. Let's get through some of these budget hearings, discussions. I agree. I'd rather give the information once, the right number, and then not deal with this, even if it's mid-December. I think we can probably get to a closer number by mid-December, and that way we don't have any other issues about, we said one thing and it went up to 11.2 or went down to 6.3. I'd rather just, if we can postpone the benefits fair without causing too much grief to everybody, I'd prefer that.
Okay. I'm perfectly happy with that.
Commissioners?
Well, if you what's involved, Dixie, if you do not do the benefits?
What's involved is getting SERV and all of
that's what I thought.
That's right.
You've already got people coming.
Dental, life insurance, all those people scheduled for one day. One day.
And they're scheduled for Wednesday.
They're
planning to be here Wednesday.
Can we do everybody but Mercy?
Nationwide, no. Well, they never do.
I mean, can we do everything but Mercy or Coventry? Can we just do the whole thing without those guys?
Well, ASI is our flexible spending, and that's depending on. That would be simple. We could do everything, but we could everything and ASI would need to be included in that.
So ASI and Mercy would not be here. Everybody else would be yes.
Yeah, ASI wouldn't be here anyway. But yeah, those would be two things we'd have to come back to for the main purpose of pre-taxing on their flexible spending.
If I could throw out that medical is really your linchpin. I mean, there's so much as far as the employees' decisions on the other coverages and what they're going to spend and how much to take out of their flex account. I mean, it's really the medical is what makes that decision for the employees. So my suggestion, for whatever it's worth, would be do it all together and just move it. And you know, as we sit here in early November, then let's put it out 30 days or whatever we need to. And we'll do our best to get everybody back together. But if you're gonna wait on the medical, I wouldn't try to do pieces at a time.
Another thing is people usually, if they're going to have an increase in their medical, then that's going to play into whether or not they want to invest more money into the flex or the deferred comps, SERF savings and stuff like that too. So it all just kind of plays around the medical.
Okay, so can we, without causing so much pain to everybody else, loggers and all that, can we go ahead and push it off?
We just have to call them and cancel. And they've got
find a date.
And
I'm not sure we're going to find a date where all those people can come.
Well, I can't make a decision because otherwise the answer
that.
Is 10.3%, not to exceed 10.3%.
There's a, how many counties are there in Missouri? 114.
14 counties.
Each of those are having the same thing, and they've scheduled. It may be that we'll just bow out this year on a benefit fair.
Well,
we can
call and talk to them. Yeah, we're going to still have them over. We can still call and talk. Let's see what we can do. But I agree. If we don't have the medical and stuff in place, we really need to have it all together. And loggers wasn't going to be able to be here anyway because it was conflicting with some other things. And deferred comp, I think, was kind of – so we might get some of them back at a later
– I would say let's
try to
cancel.
We need it before December. We need it right at December.
Yeah. December 15th-ish.
January 15th. No. No, we need it the 1st of December so we can give them a month to pre-enroll.
Well,
Don,
but that's not going to be possible because we're not going to have any meeting time with the MAC meeting next week. We're in the first week of December before we even have another time to really meet. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. We might as well pick a date that's reasonable, which is the 10th or 15th.
I guess we need to know what date.
Yeah. I mean, because we're going to have other budgetary discussions, it sounds like, before we can even come to the medical solution. So, I say we postpone it and we pick a new date. Commissioners?
You know, one of the things I was just thinking about, I know Don has to start doing payroll deductions. And so if you wait to the middle of December, I don't know if she's... Are you going to have time to do that?
My last payroll is going to be Christmas, the 24th, and then I'm bombed after that. I mean, totally. It's gonna. Joanna comes in and she takes over a lot of this that helps out. But it really is. It's from then on, it's kind of crazy. Her and Rick has to also help out. There's a lot of changes that has to be made.
I guess.
I guess what I could say is that you got this benefits fair on Wednesday, but we have a set percentage on the increase of 10.3. We also have on the board now, we have an agency that's working towards a options. What's wrong with the saying that you got a 10.3 with a option to be put in place if it comes in underneath that?
Because by saying that, that says the county's picking up $113,000 in additional expenses. When we make that statement to the employees, we're saying the county's going to pick up its 10.3%, which that's a budget discussion, which I was...
When you say that, you say that we're...
Because if 10.3 is an option, if that's even an option to that we're going to take the new package, then we're also saying our share of that 10.3%, the county's share is $112,962. If I make, so when we say not to exceed 10.3%, we're saying the county's share of that 10.3 is $112,000. Your employees would have to pick up the additional. So, I mean... When we say that comment to the employees, we're also saying that for the county's budget, too.
$112,000 was the entire 10.3% increase overall.
Overall.
So it's not the county's share. That also is the employee's share.
No. That's the county's share.
But what you were talking about was whether or not to defer that to the employees and put it on their shoulders, correct?
No. The 10.3, that's the county's portion of what we're going to pay. Increase.
Plus the 10 point.
Then the employee picks up the 10%.
We say no. Yes.
No.
That's overall.
The only thing the employees would have an increase would be if they have employed child, employed spouse, employed family.
That's it.
Would be increasing that, but the employee itself, no.
I understand that. I'm not talking.
I got another idea. Ready for another idea? In my life, it's really easy to put something off till next week or the week after than doing it today. And we've got tomorrow as far as we have nothing on the schedule. And we don't have anything this afternoon until 3 o'clock. I'm saying we need to start grinding this out. I've lost attention. But sometime we're going to have to make a decision before January 31st. And we're putting Don Blue and Dixie, and by putting this off another 2 weeks, the decision's still going to have to be made, and we're going to still have to hammer out these $100,000 questions to make a decision. My point is, I think we need to stay after this and start whittling these down and talk about the budget. I mean,
the $112,000 to the county, and I'm just going to use that, $112,000 to the county, whatever the rest of it is. That is the overall, that is the 10.3%. Is that not correct?
Okay, let me clarify that and tell you how we got to that number. We have 281 employees only that the county pays for their insurance. That 10% increase, 10.3, is $33.50 a month times 12 months is $112,000 and change. That's what the county portion is. Okay. Now, for the employees that have children or the spouse or the family plan, they will also have an increase.
Of 10.3?
Correct. At least 10.3. For example, as an employee family plan, I will see a 13% increase personally to my health benefits. Right now, I'm paying $516 a month for family plan for my spouse and my children. That number goes to $580, which is $63 a month increase. So if you take that times 12, that's $723 increase that I will see. Additional, the county picks up the difference too. So I have a portion and the county has a portion. The only people who will not see an increase would be the just the employee-only coverage. And I believe Rick said there's 63, there's 63, 9 and 9. There's
164,
74, 29, 9. I think I told you all. You told me wrong. Okay. So... There's still an employee. If you have an employee spouse, employee children, or employee family, you will see a increase somewhere in some format. It with the 10% increase.
And that's with basically the same coverage.
Correct.
But if my point is, if that they come back with an option, I can't seem to get this across. I don't understand why you can't see that there's an option, that the 10.3 is going to be there no matter how we look at this at the same benefit that we receive now. There's a little bit of difference. But the option is not for anything that would be beneficial other than an increase in your, I'm using the word deductible. That's the only word I know to use. It's an increase in a deductible, and I don't think it's a benefit to the employees of the county to have a raised deductible just to keep the number at what we've got now. I don't see that the increase is a benefit to the employee. All I see is a lost number in the deductible, your office visits, your ER visits, and everything else. So I've not yet put my finger on the trigger of what the problem is as far as offering an option to save the money other than versus us paying the 10.3 and having the same company.
You're saying that you want to go with the plan that he has here, but offer a lower plan instead of a premium plan. Can you do that?
That's what they're looking for, except they're looking...
I think I understand the question, so I'm not going to go with that. If the county accepts the 10.3% increase and pays for it, okay, mm-hmm. and that's what we're predicated on, then offering a lower plan for those that have dependents that would allow them to pay a lower out-of-pocket. The county's still going to pay a 10.3% increase. What's what we refer to as a buy-down option, basically, and it helps employees that have dependents that are wanting to pay a lower premium out of their total pocket because they're paying for their families, it allows them to do that. I don't want to muddy the waters too much, but where Danny is, and I think this is really critical because I've gained clarity there. In your mind, the county's going to pick up that 10.3% increase for the employees, period. And then what I heard from the others in the group was maybe that's not a given. And so that's, I think, where
I'm at. We're going to pick up the increase like we ordinarily would if we had an increase. We're going to pick up the 10.3. I'm not wanting to make the county citizen or the county employee have to pay the difference in the option on their spouse and family at a higher deductible that cost them out-of-pocket money. That's what you're doing. You're costing the county employee out-of-pocket money on higher deductibles every time they go to the ER or take their child or their spouse. They're going to have to pay it out-of-pocket, so have they gained anything? I don't think so. Only on a catastrophic illness would they gain anything.
Can I just interject one thing? If we've got multiple topics talking about, we have a benefits fair that we've talked about canceling. That's why Don's in here. And then we've got a budget discussion that Danny and Ron have talked about let's look at the entire budget before we make a decision on the insurance. We're all over the board here, and I guess my question is, I'd like to push the benefits fair off, okay? That's where I'm at, so we can at least get one thing knocked off the list, because otherwise we're not posted for budget discussions, but that's what it's going to take to get where Ron and Danny are right now. At least that's what I hear. I don't see how we can, unless we post it for 11:45 tomorrow for budget, that's the first time we can talk about budget because we are not posted for budget.
We can talk about it, but we can make a motion. think you can talk about it as long as you don't make any motions.
We're talking about insurance, and it relates to the budget, so I think we can keep talking.
Okay.
John, a big question. What's the total cost outside of the county share for the employee increase? What will the increase be that's on the table, dollar amount, for the employees when you add up spouse, family, et cetera?
Now, I think Rick has that there. I did do the math. It is a flat across-the-board 10.3% increase in every rate, employee, employee, child, employee, spouse, and family. So it is flat. And so the employee would be looking, that had dependents, the employee would look at a 10.3% increase for their dependents that they're paying for, or all but $100. The question on the table is what's the county going to pay? Are they going to pay that 10.3% increase, or are they not? And that's...
Isn't that the same thing we do every year, though, when we have an increase or a decrease? That's what we did last year with a 4% increase. The county paid it. So we're looking at 10.3 versus other counties in southwest Missouri. They're looking at 21 to 39. So the county, if it was 21 to 39, we'd be looking to pay it. So that's where I'm at. I'm not putting my finger on the trigger yet on this other deal that we're talking about, because I think that it's an option. And I think you can go ahead and have your...
Does open enrollment have to be this year? Can it not be in January?
No, the effective date is January 1. Open enrollment is the month of December, actually.
That is open enrollment. It cannot be postponed until January 1.
Daddy, I would...
That's when the new rates come into effect, January 1, so you've got to have your decisions.
Exactly what I was going to do.
People need to know how much to take out of their flex spending.
Daddy, make it. When we get everybody's attention, I'm going to.
Go ahead.
Okay. Danny, make your motion. I think you've said pretty clear what you want to do.
I want to make it. And we're going to have the benefits fair. Is that what you're saying? If I make this motion?
Well.
If y'all make a decision.
Yeah. Jim asked us to make a decision on that first, and it got scuttled a little bit, so. We got to do one at a time.
Okay.
Somebody make a motion.
Do you want me to?
Let's just keep talking.
Do you want to make
a
motion?
Joke. I'm joking. Make a motion, yeah, somebody. Suggest a motion if you're coming to office.
Well, I want to put in front of you what the figures that Rick just gave me that I asked you, mm-hmm. and just for point of clarity, the 10.3% is somewhere in the neighborhood of $112,000 that the county would be out of pocket if they accepted the proposal that's on the table today, right?
Yes, sir.
To the employees, regardless of whether it's spouse, with child, family, etc., the total amount is $32,207.57. Based upon the figure that Rick gave me. So somewhere around $32,200 is going to be out of pocket for the employees that have certain types of coverage. To muddy the waters, to have the benefits fair, you need this information to provide the employees so that they can make decisions for their future. If the county made a decision about insurance today, obviously the employees would have the information that they need for the benefits fair. The question is whether or not they're going to have to calculate what that individual cost is that they have in the insurance and what that amount's going to be. Probably don't want to hear this, but if the county in fact made the decision to pick up that additional cost straight across the board, whether it be for the employee that currently has coverage and whether it be for the employee themselves, we're looking at a total cost of $144,000. It's my comment to you all that if you take that position and assume those costs, in the long run, it's going to keep county insurance at a lower level, and we're going to save money in the long run. And I believe our county needs to step up at the first of the year and begin preparations for a 3-year, 5-year financial plan for this county that we currently don't have, so that these decisions, in fact, within that plan itself and the contingencies for those will be made for the future, and it will make it a lot easier on us. this is a tough decision. It's a tough decision to make because you're in the throes of getting ready to do a budget and you don't know how many dollars you're going to have. But if you make this decision today, you can have the benefits fair. You'll have a piece of your budget that's already completed. You're just going to have to work around it. And in the long run, if you continue to give the employees benefits, and I certainly would make them aware of what you have done and spell that out during the budgetary process, it's going to be a piece of your budget that's already completed.
I respectfully disagree with part of your statement, Ron. And the reason I do that is because we have spouses and children that are not currently on the plan because of the increases. And just as Chuck said that he pulled his off last year and we had Jim say that he would pull his off, then we would have all those people that would add their families to the amount, which would not be the 32,000. It would be approximately, instead of having 65, we may have 120.
But let me address that, because those people that have already stepped off the plan because the expense was too great, I'm not suggesting picking up that portion that caused them to already make their decision. Only this incremental increase this year that is offered in the current proposal. So those people who've already stepped off the plan that couldn't afford it because of the expense probably still can't afford it, and more than likely wouldn't come back into the plan because we're picking up a small portion of that overall expense. Only the increase is what I had suggested as an option at this point. That clarifies for all those that are entering the benefits fair that they're not going to see any increase in insurance in 2011. And there may be some that would step up, but they're still going to have to come up with that majority of cost, whether it be family, whether it be spouse, or whether it be children, that they couldn't afford last year.
I'm in total agreement, Dan. If the number stayed the same. If the number stayed the same, I have no problem with it, but I don't want to increase an option of, instead of having 65 children or family members, so I think we've got spouses and this and that. But, okay, what if that turned into the everyone that was employed that didn't have insurance and we had 100 or 200 that we were picking up? Then we would have a real budget issue that we had to address in a different matter. I agree with your process. I agree with what you're talking about. But I don't know that the numbers that we, if we could come to a concrete number on that, that's the reason I wanted to leave it open for an option. I don't care to do what we're talking about.
Well, they're going to come back with that option that you're asking for. Maybe another option that you could consider is currently the county is providing $100 towards those employees'
dependents.
Thank you. Maybe consider offering two. Then if they want to choose during the health fair, they know they've got that in their pocket if, in fact, they want to spend it. Otherwise, it's not going to be utilized.
The computer's still working. We're still here. It's just quiet. The mics are still on. We're just silent.
Well, it sounds like the two commissioners have got an agreement here. I would just make a motion then. We can end the discussion.
I'm in favor of a motion, yes.
Well, I don't know how to make the motion with an open-ended proposal on the dependents. That's kind of till you come back with something, I would make a motion that we do the 10.3% increase to Mercy and Covenant insurance, with the understanding that we have a option that could change the dollar value of that policy.
And I think, and let me try to say what I think. The motion I think that you would entertain would be that you would accept the Mercy proposal at a 10.3% increase, that the county would continue to pay 100% of the employee cost.
Right.
And that at this point, that the dependents would be continued to pay $100 toward the dependents. That overall cost for dependents will go up 10.3% as well. And if the county in their budgetary process finds a way to increase their contribution toward those dependents, then they're going to continue to look at that. I mean, that's what I heard. I was just trying to state that.
I'll make a motion to divide that out, because we might not have an agreement there. I'll make a motion that for 2011, that the county continue to pay the $100 towards dependents.
That's
for whatever plan we come up with, but that we continue the $100 part from the county towards dependents, whether it be family, spouse, or children.
I'll second the motion for discussion here. That would be contrary to what Ron just said and contrary to what Danny just said, I think.
Mm-hmm. It would.
Because you want to give more than 100. I know you do. From the discussion is that way no one, from what I understand, Ron, no one's seen an increase except the county. In Ron's discussion.
That's the way I'm looking at it, with no one receiving the increase except the county. If we accepted a proposal that was more than that, we would take it on as the county. So, without the option number, I don't understand. I don't know how we do that. I just really don't know how we set that figure of $100. We already know that it's in place because it's figured into the 10.3%, right? Increase.
Well, 10.3 is irrespective of what you pay. In other words, the insurance company is coming back and saying that it's 10.3% increase, and then you all decide what you're going to pay toward that.
Danny, a motion you could make is the county will absorb all increases, county and employee increases for 2011 medical insurance, based off of option, whatever this option is, option one. That's the motion that Ron was talking about, and I think that's the motion that covers what you're talking about, because it's not, you're not locked to 100, you're locked to no one's going to see an increase from a county. I mean, the employees will not see an increase, and the county's absorbing all the increase, period. So it'll go from 100, it'll go back 170 or whatever. That's what I hear.
That's exactly where I'm at, except I don't have the number. If you use the last year's numbers, I could say it in that form. If it increased to a point to where I would have to say, man, when we got down to the budgetary part of it, I'm going to have to actually do something drastic in this other position, which could happen anyway. But I'll make that motion.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to withdraw my second so that Chuck's motion dies, and then I'm out of it. So
withdraw my motion.
Okay.
If you guys are this confused, and I understand why, and please don't take it, I don't mean it derogatory. How do you think your employees are feeling right now? Back again to the.
Thank you. Very close. Let me finish.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to make the motion that Jim stated there, that there be no increase to the county employees' insurance in 2011, including their dependents.
And you're also saying take option one. Is that what you're saying?
Take option one.
Okay, so would you make sure you add that to his motion?
To match last year's...
As close as you can.
As close as we can, last year's coverage.
Okay. Do we have a second?
No, I'm not going to second.
No, I don't have a second either at this point.
Well, then, by golly, you got me to make the motion anyway, I tell you.
I got a second on my motion.
That was true.
Then he withdrew it.
I see.
But the thing of it is, I just don't know what that hard number is. It'd be easy for me if I knew what the hard number is, and I won't know until after the benefits fair if they're inconsiderate.
It's going to be about $170. It's going to go for about $63 to $70 increase of matching funds is what I'm estimating it would be.
To the county.
Yeah, it would go from $100. It would be the 10.3 on the county side, and then about changing it from about $100 to about $170-ish for the employee per spouse, that's what the number changes to. I mean, Rick, I'm close, I think.
Actually, came up with about $40,000, and you got, $140,000 by $140,000.
The existing
$3,333. Well, probably not times 12, right? That's probably the wrong way. Divided by 12. 277. So it'd go $170 more per family, you're saying?
Existing family.
But see, if I'm just using my personal experience here, it'd go from 516 to 580. That's only $63 increase per month. And then pre-tax versus not pre-tax, it's a few percent. It should be about $70 or so.
I was listening to another conversation. You all decided something there in that conversation?
No.
We came up with a figure?
We agreed that the figures are wrong.
The figure I was hearing earlier was like $30,000 to...
It's about $40,000.
$40,000 on top of the 100...
Sign up for employee spouse, employee family, employee. You know, there is that possibility that you will sign up.
So 40,000, and how many family? How many employees are participating?
70.
Let's say it was 5 more, 10 more. It's not going to be that much money for you. It's 100.
Well, and I'd weigh in on that. The motion that was made was to basically leave the employees' deductions the same as last year. Right, and then the county's going to pick up the difference. That's the easy way of saying that motion, okay?
Yeah.
Which means there was an increase. I don't expect that there would be a huge number of this big influx of dependents that would come on the plan based on the same deduction as you had last year.
I wouldn't.
Now, on the other hand, you know, who knows for sure, and I know that's Danny's question, was, well, how many would take it? We don't know. I mean, their costs are going to, if they work somewhere else at another place and their costs are going up there, they may choose to then add their dependents here. But I doubt you're going to see a huge influx of dependents.
I see that you've eased my mind a little bit on that part of it.
129. Jeff, so you're saying it goes up to $129 versus $100. Well, that wouldn't match on money, but I can tell you that. On average. So.
There's one thing that I am definitely sure of. That I'm going to ask for a recess for 5 minutes.
Let's recess for 5 minutes.